Well, the first week of December brought some selling into the commodity markets as we lost ground just about every session. Only Tuesday saw gains posted for the grains. A lot of the selling tied to disappointment as far as exports are concerned, especially since China has not been aggressively coming into the U.S. as expected, buying soybeans. We keep hearing that they are on track to meet their projections or their commitment into the trading deal, but so far we don't really know the specifics of that trading deal to know whether or not they are really staying in line with their projections. We did see China come in and buy a little bit of soybeans here towards the end of the week, which was supportive, but it just isn't been enough to be able to encourage the bulls to stay long the soybean market, which pushed soybeans down to get close to major support lines. Corn continues to see strong demand. That's helping keep in some underlying strength in that market. But the fact that we've got a lot of piles and a lot of bags up in the northern plains is keeping basis levels a little bit stagnant. And the fact that we continue to be behind in our export sales report, that it continues to bring non-supporting news into the marketplace. Wheat continues to see a little bit of pressure just because we continue to see increasing production estimates around the world. And most of the world exporting countries have all seen increases in production, with China or with Canada being the biggest one we saw this week, causing a little bit of pressure to the U.S. wheat market. Overall, we did see the markets just slip a little bit here for this last week as we saw Minneapolis wheat lose 3 to 5 cents. Chicago was down 2 to 3 cents, while Kansas City was down 3 to 4 cents. In the corn market, we lost 3 to 4 cents. Soybeans were the biggest hit. They were down 30 to 32 cents, while soybean oil was down close to $11 to $12. Soybean oil finished down 35 cents, while canola, off of a negative Stats Canada report, lost about $32 to $33 per metric ton. Over in the cattle markets, we actually saw it's a good push. Cattle pushed higher here this last week. Feeder cattle were up close to $15, where live cattle were up close to $9 to $11. Over in the lean hog market, we saw about $1 to $1.50 gains. In the outside markets, crude oil was up $1.50. Gold was down $25. We did see the dollar slip about half a cent, while the Dow Jones gained close to 300 points.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.